Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdicts In. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Fear of the Walking Dead, Season 2, Episode 8, entitled Grotesque. It was written by Kate Barnow, who has worked on House of Cards, Marco Polo, and True Blood.
Oh, man. Fantastic resume.
Fantastic. I love House of Cards. Love Marco Polo.
True Blood.
I was a big fan of True Blood until those last season, maybe two or three seasons. It was not that great, but I finished it.
I can tell the way you watched it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like once I start something, I can't stop it. I just have to finish it. I'm one of those people. And it was directed by Daniel Sackheim, who has worked on The Americans, Game of Thrones, and X-Files.
Oh, another good resume.
Yep, good resume. We love Game of Thrones, and we have a Game of Thrones podcast. If you have not listened to it, check it out. Just type in The Verdicts In, and it should pull up, or Game of Thrones, and go through the 50 million Game of Thrones podcast that's out there.
Yeah.
All right, Gary, so we have watched the episode twice now. What do you think of the episode, or what did you think?
I feel a little better about it. Last night, I was like, yeah, it was okay. Today, after watching it again, it was a pretty good episode. I enjoyed it.
I'm going to have to agree with you. I think I have more positive feelings about it now than I did last night when we first watched it.
Right.
Watching it for a second time. You're not as sleepy. It's a little early. Well, it was a little earlier when we watched it. Well, I guess not really. But still, it may be just second fresh eyes to watch it again. And I enjoyed it a little bit better.
Yeah.
And that maybe that's because I already knew what was going to happen, so my expectations were lower than when you don't know what's going to happen.
It could be.
You know? But I did enjoy it, I guess. All right, so the way this podcast works is we discuss our likes, our dislikes, any listener letters, and then we do an award and a prediction at the end.
Right.
Just to remind you, our email is dead@theverdictsin.com. That is dead@theverdictsin.com. I'm pretty sure The Walking Dead will be coming on immediately after this season ends.
Can't wait.
So keep this feedback on your phone or wherever you listen, because we will definitely be covering The Walking Dead as well. All right, so first on our likes is, well, there's so much Nick, right? This was a Nick episode, so almost all of our likes will be about Nick. But the first one is just him waking up, that first scene, him waking up, and then it shows that there's like two dead bodies next to him. Like, throughout the episode, he woke up a few different times. And it's like, dude, this dude can literally wake up. He can go to sleep anywhere.
He can. And I'm trying to understand, how did he get so used to dead bodies? Like, this, it got to be like a smell.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, because the flies were flying. Yeah.
The body's decaying.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. How do you ever get used to that?
Yeah, how can you get used to that? Well, you see him rubbing, like, blood around his body, his face.
Right.
But that's one thing they never did. They never did, even last season, they never did give us a reaction to the dead bodies, whether it was, like, a nasty smell.
Uh-huh.
What they were just, 'cause remember, they did that in The Walking Dead.
Right. They did show how gross it was or how it stinked and stuff like that.
Right. They gave us more reaction. You could... It was more emotion.
Right, right.
It was like we were there with The Walking Dead. And with the fear, it's like, you know what it's about. Here, we're just going to go with it.
Right. You're absolutely. That may be the difference from Fear and the original. And I think we talked about it earlier this season. We'll try not to compare the two shows because they're so different. But at the same time, it's hard not to. But with The Walking Dead, when Rick first wakes up and you feel like you're on that journey with him, you know, looking for his family, and then even continues every journey they've taken since then, you know, trying to find Terminus, trying to find safety, whatever, Woodbury, everything that they've gone through, whether it ends up being a fail, we feel like we're on that journey with them.
Right.
Whereas on Fear, I feel like I'm not on that journey with them. I'm just watching them on that journey. Like, I don't feel like I'm a part of that group. Like, Rick's, I mean, and maybe I shouldn't. I don't know. But I don't know. With Rick, it was like I felt like I was there with him, you know?
Well, you know, all the great shows, you feel like you're there with them.
Right.
You have Game of Thrones, you feel like you're there. You pick a side.
Right.
And you're on that journey with them. Lost.
Yeah.
You were on that island with them.
Live Together, Die Alone.
Yeah. Right. So
The Good Wife. You feel like you're just working right beside Alicia. I love that show.
Yeah, but you know, all the great shows, you just feel like you're there. You're on a journey. You see their emotion. And although Nick is a fantastic actor, you can't take that away from him. He's a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
They're not giving us enough emotion, enough feeling. We're not there. We're just going along with the flow.
Right. All right. So next we have the flashbacks. I mean, there were several flashback scenes, but there's a few things I liked about this first one. One, we got to see Nick, you know, you just talked about emotions. We did get to see Nick open up, you know, last season, even this season so far. He's always seemed cool and just whatever. I'm going with the flow and Mom, I don't need your drugs. I got better ones. You know, like,
yeah.
Everything's super cool to him. Whereas now, even here, when his girlfriend's asking him, like, well, what about your dad? He's like, oh, my dad's quiet. She's like, come on. He's had to do something to make you upset, or, you know, you have to have some feeling, some anger there. And that's when he just, like, burst open a can of worms of how much his father is not really that father that he needs him to be.
Right, like maybe his dad worked long hours.
Yeah.
And came home, didn't feel like, you know, like doing the things you think a father should do.
Right.
Talking to him. Well, he said he went in the room and talked to his father, but his father didn't give him a reaction. You know, he just sat there like, you know, I'm listening, I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not involved in the conversation.
He didn't say, go away, kid, but really he was thinking probably, go away, kid.
Yeah.
And one thing I also liked about that flashback scene was how healthy they looked. I mean, Nick kind of looked the same throughout all the flashbacks, even that final one, but his girlfriend, she looked so healthy here, yeah. You know? And she was so pretty, and then to see her at the end, I'm like, damn, drugs is a horrible thing.
It is. And one thing I want to correct from last night, remember we said that we don't know whether his father was an addict or something?
Right.
But it doesn't seem like his father was the addict.
Yes. You know, that is true.
His flashbacks and how he explained, described him.
Right.
But remember, his mother is.
Yes, that is true.
You know, she had a drinking problem.
Well, even when she said it was a head-on crash, I was waiting for her to say that it was his fault. But upon second watch, it doesn't seem like it was his fault. It seemed like it was just an accident.
So yeah, I think we figured out last season who the addict was.
Right.
You know, how he developed that behavior.
From his mom.
From his mother, yeah.
All right, so I know you have a few things to say about this scene, but I don't know. Part of me kind of liked it, maybe because it also brought us to The Walking Dead. But Nick waking up to a horrible situation again, I mean, he just had a horrible, like, 24 to 48 hours.
Yep.
But he gets woken up to this lady beating him with the bat.
Beating him with a bat.
Like, she's like, this is my spot. You got to get out of here. Or I found this spot now and we can't share it because I have a kid and I don't trust you, which I don't blame her, but I don't know. I thought it was funny. And then I also thought it was just unique that he's getting beat with a bat. Whereas on The Walking Dead, we ended with a bat. Someone getting beat by a bat. I swear I'm not trying to like pull strings and show how they compare. I just thought of that when we were watching it, though. But what did you have to say about this episode? I mean, or this scene, excuse me.
It was a pretty good scene. I have a lot of questions, though. Like, he seemed like he was there for a while. Where was he at?
Okay. Well, I'm thinking maybe she just found that spot and was like, okay, but we can't both stay here. Because she has a kid and you just never know.
Well, hopefully that's what they were going for. It didn't seem like it because when she woke him up, her kid was in the corner like she was scared. Like she'd been there already and he just may have missed her when he came in and whatever.
Oh, maybe they were already sleeping there and they woke up or something. And he was there. Like, he's like Goldilocks.
I don't know. That's what I said. It was a weird scene. It was unique, but it was weird because, mm-hmm. I mean, we don't know whether they left and did something and came back, whether they were already there. But when he went to sleep, it seemed like it was nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
It was dark outside. So I wonder where they were at during this time period.
You're right.
And then going to another thing, when she was beating him with the bat and he was like, well, let me grab my foot back. I would have got my book back.
Okay.
I mean, that's my only way of survival.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't have just tried to take the bat from her in front of her daughter. But I would have did the, you know, the the zigzag run.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he looked like he tried it. I mean, he could have easily, not easily, I mean, not being disrespectful, but at this point, anybody who's beating you with a bat, I think you have a right to protect yourself. I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't matter who it is at this point. But, I mean, I'm not saying he could have took the bat and beat her or anything weird like that. But, like, it seems like he could have took the bat and said, yo, chill out. Let me get my bag. And then here and toss the bat somewhere else, you know, so she still has her weapon.
I'm still saying go with the zigzag run.
Okay.
And, like, I run to one side of the room, do a little turn, run to the other, you know, keep zigzagging around until I'm able to get to my bag, then I'm out.
Right.
You can't go wrong with the zigzag run.
Well, it just shows you how strong a mama bear is. You know, you can't, like, it's the apocalypse. She's there by herself, clearly, with her daughter. She's not letting nothing happen. So if I have to beat this man who may not pose a danger at all or may not pose a threat, I'm going to have to do it to protect my child. And I think that's what I appreciated about it.
You're right. Because how do you tell who's a good guy?
You can't.
Because they said the world and went to hell. In the area, you
know. In a matter of days.
Yeah. You know, the guys, you know, love it. Like, it's lawless.
That's one thing that these shows kind of, like, scare me on. Like, if something goes wrong in this world, like, how, well, a lot of things gone wrong in the world. But if, like, some real shit pop off, like, how scary this world would become all of a sudden within probably hours.
I hope it take a little longer than that.
Give me some time to go to the store and stock up.
but you're right.
You know.
It doesn't take long.
All right, so we saw Nick getting creative with the cactus, and he tried to crack it open, he tried to step on me, he took his shirt off, but he ended up getting sick. But I enjoyed the scene, seeing him try to, I mean, he tried to survive.
I love that scene, and I love how realistic it was. While we were watching it, you know, I did a little research of my own, because I was trying to figure out why he threw up.
Right.
And it says that, you know, although it's safe to drink, not too much, you know, a little bit at a time, that it can cause nausea, diarrhea, and temporary paralysis.
Okay, the cactus.
Right.
Okay.
If you're drinking too much of it, and you see that he not only drunk it, he started eating, started, you know, tearing it up.
Right. Like it was a pineapple or something.
Right. Which they say it is edible, but it's only in, like, small portions.
Okay.
I mean, that's not the pear cactus where it's sweet and you eat it. This is just a regular cactus in the middle of the desert.
Okay. I was surprised, especially second watch. I was like, well, he can't keep a cactus down, but he sure enough could keep that dog down. Like, he didn't throw up the dog. Like, I don't know. I think I would be more likely to throw up a dog if I ate a dog than I would a cactus. But, I mean, if his body made him do it, then his body made him do it.
Right. But it was, you know, good seeing him drink his pee afterwards.
Yes, survival.
As they say with the cactus, you know, he would have, after throwing up, he would have dehydrated.
Now, I got to look up when you drink your pee, because I think, not that like most people do it, but I think you can get, what is it about drinking your pee? It's something about it, too, where you can't just keep drinking it.
It's toxic. But I was looking that up also,
mm-hmm.
And it's safe within like the first like minute of peeing.
Oh, like as soon as you pee.
As soon as you pee, the sooner the better.
Okay.
The sooner you drink it, the better.
Ugh, I almost threw up thinking about that. All right, let's hope I never have to be in that situation. So on our next flashback scene, we get to see Nick and, you know, he's ready to talk to his parents, but his mom is the only one that shows up. And he gets news of his dad's death.
He takes it hard.
And, I mean, once again, this was a good emotional scene. That dude, I forgot his name, the guy that plays Nick, that we looked him up last year because he's Stannis' son. The guy that plays Stannis on Game of Thrones, if you remember. He's Stannis' son.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember? We talked about, like, season one.
Oh, no, I did remember.
Yeah. And he also played in the Harry Potters. He played Lord Voldemort. When he was a kid. Or Tom Riddle.
Tom Riddle, yeah.
I don't know. Seeing him in this scene, though, with crying and, oh, just, like, so sad.
Like I said, he's an excellent actor.
Yeah.
Like, he brings emotion to his scenes, or can, but there's no emotion in the show so far.
Right. All right, so next we get Cujo and Friend attacking Nick. That was pretty, that was like a pretty scary, not scary, scary, but like, whoa, you know, he once again, he wakes up. Like, would you ever go to sleep after that? Every time you wake up, there's some bullshit going on.
I couldn't.
Yeah, like, how do you go to sleep?
I'll find me a tree or something. Yeah. Try to tie myself to a tree. You know, I'll do the Hunger Games survival technique.
Right. But then they'll try to burn you down.
If I see a walker with fire try to burn me down.
You got bigger problems.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm calling bullshit.
Right.
The day I see a walker make fire is the day I stop watching any of these. Yeah. Walking,
that's
talking.
That's just too much. The walker.
Fear.
Yeah, that'd be too much.
Throw my TV away.
All right, so I know this next one is kind of a little sensitive to some people. I saw a lot of people tweeting about the death of the dogs by the walkers.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Cujo and Friend.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what people had to say next because I just was so grossed out myself, but it was still like sort of Nick eating the dog.
Yeah, yeah, it was definitely a like.
It was sick to the sickest power, but he's a survivor. That's who you want on your team.
He is, and he's definitely surviving.
Could you?
Nope. I don't think I could live in a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, I couldn't either. I would never survive. Like, Nick right now.
It's that, you know, I don't want to survive it.
I don't want to either. Right? There's too much bullshit going on. Nope, thank you.
I mean, I do so. We got to make a pact to just... To take each other out or
take
something.
Those, take those take pills, whatever
pills
that.
To drink.
That, what's it called? Not Ophelia. What's the lady from last, or not last season, this first half of the second season?
Yeah, when they went to the watchtower.
Yeah, no, the thing that puts them, she puts a poison on the pills and you die. The crazy lady that made Nick turn into the way he is now. The lady whose house it was. It wasn't even her house. And Gary's looking at me like he does not know what
I'm
talking about.
I'm confused. Oh, you're talking about the cookies. They made the cookies with the poison.
Yeah, or whatever it was. Okay. Yeah, the crackers yeah. With the poison.
All right. No, I thought you were talking about the other family in the watchtower who were giving their kids the pills, the magic pills.
Oh, no, I forgot about that. No, no. That's what I was like, watchtower. What does he mean by watchtower? Oh, no, no, no. We're talking about two different things.
Yeah.
But, hey, there's that, too. That seems actually, well, either way, you're going to come back as a zombie, so.
Right.
But, okay. Well, him eating the dog, you know, I think that was, it was so sick. Like, what made it more sick, not that he was just eating a dog. I think on The Walking Dead, they did that too. Remember when Sasha, was it, she shot up all those dogs? Do you remember that episode?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if they ate him afterwards. I can't for sure say. But what made this one so sick is that the zombies had already ate out these dogs. Like, how do you know you're not about to get infected by eating this infected dog?
Right. He's become one with the dead. For real.
It's too much. Too much. All right. And this one may be on the up and up not the up and up, but it may be kind of 50-50 as far as a like or dislike. I put it for the likes, but you may think differently. And that's Nick. And we're not going to go too far in the scene because I do have some other stuff on the likes, but Nick dodging the bullets when the outlaws were shooting. It was like every walker near him kept getting hit but him. I thought that was kind of cool.
I already called bullshit on that scene last night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
The whole scene. You just
the whole
like.
Scene.
Okay. We'll get to it because we have other parts on the dislikes.
Yeah, I didn't like that. That was the new Thriller.
It was like the Matrix in the apocalypse meet. It was like he wasn't having a dodge.
It was like the music video Thriller.
Yeah.
If they had guns.
Okay. It was funny.
Like you see the zombies going toward them slow.
Yeah.
And then you see Nick like a young Michael Jackson.
Without the red jacket.
Without the red coat, for real.
Yeah, yeah, you're right, because Nick was like staring at him the way Michael Jackson stares in the video.
Stared him down the whole time.
That is too funny. Oh my gosh, that's too much. Now I want to like watch that scene and play Thriller. Like someone needs to do like a mashup or something. All right, so we get another flashback. I like this one as well because, as I mentioned last night in the instant cast, you see them laying down, kind of, it looks like you don't know where they're laying down, like in a bed, and you're like, oh, how romantic. And then you start looking a little closer, and you're like, damn, the girl's looking a little, looking a little messed up here, you know? She don't...
closer, you're like, man, that's a crack house.
Yeah, then it, like, pans out, and you see, like, graffiti, everything. And you, like, see other people. Like, I don't know if other people were there, but there was clearly signs of other people having slept near, like, within 5 feet from them.
Yeah.
And then she, like, picks up her little drug thing, and she, like, gets, you know, whisper sweet nothings in his ear, and then gets ready to do some serious drugs.
Get ready to some serious drugs.
Yeah,
huh?
Some serious drugs. There ain't no play drugs.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I like that scene because I was like, damn, like they should have stayed in rehab or something, because
they should have.
Clearly, they didn't make it on their own.
But I guess that could bring a little a realistic feeling to it. You know, seeing that how they're going in and out of rehab, they're right. Not really getting better. They're saying what they got to say to get to the street so they could continue doing their drugs.
Right. They were practicing what they were saying.
Right. So that's a realistic feeling. So I can't appreciate that.
Right. Yeah. I like that scene.
And plus, this was the night before.
Yes. Well, this was how the season one opened, with Nick waking up. Oh, yeah. So it must, like you said, it must have been the night before. So she probably overdosed that night.
Because remember, she said that in the morning, I want to read your book.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Even though it still looked daylight out to me, but maybe it was early evening at this point.
Could have been.
And they were just doing their early evening nap. She probably overdosed and died. Ugh, I don't want to think about it, but I did like how they brought that back, you know?
Yeah.
And then final one on our likes list, it's a small one, but when the doctor was talking to Nick and he was like, you should have died out there. I forgot what he said to him, but Nick was like, could have, should have, would have. Like, he's like, story of my life. Like, he's just so nonchalant and so carefree. And he realizes how many times, not just in this life, but before in regular life, he probably could have died.
Yeah, he walked a long distance.
Right.
He walked 100 miles. He was walking before that.
Yeah, he's walking before that because it said Tijuana was 100 miles. Now, I'm guessing those people, even if they picked him up, they didn't have a car. They were walking too.
Right.
So, yeah, he walked 100 miles to Tijuana.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he walked 100 miles from the little sign we saw him at.
Right.
But there's no telling how far he walked before he got there.
Before then, yeah. I do like the town. What do you think of that town?
I liked it. I mean, it looks wholesome.
Yeah.
Well, for apocalypse.
Right, right. I mean, I got Woodbury 2.0 vibes, but you never know. Like, stuff looks all nice and good, but really, is there, like, someone doing some shady shit?
Yeah.
You know, or is there, like, a secret hole of a cell with zombies in it, which they already did at the last place, but, you know, they like to repeat
stuff. Well, yeah, they did it they did it twice on this. They did it at the stadium.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where it was holding them. And they did it the last mansion.
All right. So we'll see what's going on.
So hopefully they don't do that again.
Right. They're going to have some dirty little secret, though.
They have to.
So we'll see what that is. All right. And now for our dislikes.
Hold on. Before we go into dislikes, speaking of Tijuana, I mean, Nicole just came back from Tijuana, 3 weeks ago?
Yep.
So, you know, seeing how hilly it was once he got there and seeing it, you know, it brought back... some good times.
Right, right. It was a good time there. Good time, good time.
We had a good time there.
You know what would be cool if they had this on apocalypse? Because we went to, where we go? Las Vegas as well.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, like, casinos and stuff like that filled with zombies.
That probably would be cool. You know, people trying to escape, trying to run around in casinos.
You know what? The zombies would probably just die because it's so hot there.
Yeah, like, it's too hot.
It's too hot. I'm dead again. I'm really dead. I ain't playing no more. All right, so our dislikes, and I think we both agree on this first one here. Why did the outlaws waste bullets on Nick when they first run into him? And then not only that, why did they run after him? Like, why?
Yeah, that didn't make any sense. Like, he wasn't a threat to him, no danger, and he didn't have anything on him.
Right, just let him go. I mean, look—he looked tore up from the floor. Like, his clothes were bloody. He had high waters on. His shoes were old. Just like Lucinda, how she didn't think Nick was going to make it. If I were them, I'd just be like, okay, so what? Who's this weird guy? You know.
Yeah. He had no weapon or anything.
Why waste your bullets? And then why run after him? He ran away like, oh, F it, you know.
Yeah, they ran after him, wasted more bullets.
Right. I didn't think that made sense.
That's why they end up dying at the end.
Right. Oh, we're going to call bullshit on that too, but yeah. We'll get to it. Well, it looks like all our dislikes are with the walkers or the outlaws, because the next one pretty much is, and I think you called bullshit to this last night. If not, we're definitely calling bullshit to today, which is the guy knowing Nick was in the herd. Like, as I said early, or just a few minutes ago, that I like them, the bullets, and, you know, the zombies going down. But at the same time, we have to call bullshit that, like, how did he recognize Nick?
Yeah, I just called bullshit a couple minutes ago, but I'm going to call it again.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Well, I guess, like I said, Nick had that little Michael Jackson feeling. He walking through the crowd looking at him, eyes wide open. So maybe he, you know, saw a zombie just staring at him. It just weirded him out. Because maybe he didn't recognize Nick.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he just saw a zombie that just was staring at him.
Yeah, someone that really wasn't a zombie. I mean, that would be scary if you're seeing that for the first time. Like, how in the hell is he walking with them?
Right.
Now, at the same time, when it panned out at this scene, and it was showing him, like, it was right after it looked like he recognized Nick was there, and it panned out and showed all the walkers. I'm like, I still don't see Nick.
Yeah,
like,
I couldn't
find Nick in that crowd.
But see, he was in a mix, though.
Okay.
He was involved in the gunfight. He probably noticed everything.
All right. Well, I think Nick is going to, like, start training people, because you see word has already spread at Woodbury 2.0. He's like, oh, you walk among them, like, teach us your ways, you know,
yeah.
Like, stuff like that. So I think Nick is going to be, like, come a king there.
Maybe.
Okay.
That would be cool.
All right.
Become a legend in a little small town.
Yeah. Like,
hey, he's the one that walks amongst them.
When his mom and sister finally find him, he's going to have, like, security around him or something. Like, you want to talk to Nick? Hold on. You got to make an appointment. All right. So next on our bullshit or slash dislikes is, how did both of the outlaws allow themselves? And yes, I'm using the word allow, because that's exactly what they let happen. They allowed themselves for the walkers to get close enough to them to be eaten.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I already called BS on the whole scene. There's no need to discuss it anymore. That whole scene, they could have left all of it out.
Like, okay, the first guy got bit, then the second guy, like, the third guy was smart enough to drive away. But I'm like, come on, you guys. Like, the one that dropped his bullets. Like, drop him, you go. You shouldn't have him out of the car anyways.
Right.
Like, it was crazy.
Like, once you drop it, he just threw his gun at whatever. Yeah. Kept it moving.
Drop it, then keep going. All right, and then the final one are dislikes. It's not that big, but it's just it's something I noticed last night, and then again when I watched the second time, was Lucinda, she's a pretty lady, but she had full face makeup on in this scene.
Yeah, she did.
And then she had, like, a couple, like, okay, let's splash her with a couple.
Well, she had a couple of blood marks.
Yeah, I don't know if those
like
were...
Like, she wiped it on with her fingertips.
Right. It was like one of those movies when they're playing pirates and, you know.
Yeah, more tribal than anything.
Yeah, that's what it was. But, like, her lipstick was on and it was on perfect. Her eyeshadow as well as her eyeliner, perfect.
Yeah, she got a little fresh, little Maybelline moment.
Right.
Early that morning, putting a bit of blood on herself.
I think I even saw a Maybelline commercial during the show.
And then I don't see how that works. What were we watching? I can't remember whether it was this show or The Walking Dead, where somebody didn't have enough blood or start raining and the blood kind of start washing off of them.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden the zombies noticed them.
Yeah, that was Walking Dead season one.
All right. Was that season one?
I believe so, with Rick and Glenn, and they were walking. They were, I want to say it was season one.
Where they had blood on them?
Yeah, and then it started raining. It was like, it was definitely season one.
Okay. Well, I mean, it doesn't seem to me that they have enough blood on them.
Okay.
To not be noticed.
Right. Those people or Nick?
No, Nick has plenty of blood.
Okay, but you meant Lucinda.
Nick
and
rode around in it.
Right. You mean Lucinda and crew.
Right.
Okay. I don't. Yeah, because their blood, I'm like, is that blood? I did think that too. I'm like, is that blood supposed to be protecting them from the walkers? Because
it's supposed to.
Because Lucinda barely had any on, and I don't even recognize if she had any on her clothes. And the guys, I don't know. I just don't remember them having.
Like, they put it on like a little cologne or perfume. Right. Put a couple of dots
spritz,
here.
A dots there. Here. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, that is it for our dislikes, and no listener letters today. But if you guys would like to be part of the podcast, let us know or email us. That's how you let us know. dead@theverdictsin.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter at the Verdicts In or facebook.com/verdictsin, and we will read your comments there as well. And now for our award and prediction to follow.
All right, I guess I'll start it off with the I Ain't Fearing Shit award.
All right.
And I might have to give it to Batgirl.
Who's that?
The one who beat Nick down with a bat.
You really give her I Ain't Fearing Shit.
Yeah, she held her own.
Yeah.
I got to give it to her.
Yeah, you're right. She just beat this man she did not know.
I mean, she wasn't scared. A scared person would have just got her daughter and just
ran.
Kind of snuck off.
Right.
But she actually woke him up.
Right. Like, wake up and take this ass whooping.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got to give it to her.
All right.
Hopefully I see her again.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Hopefully she still had a bat.
That is a good one. All right. I'm going to, of course, give it to the hero of the show. You know, I Ain't Fearing Shit. Clearly goes to Nick.
Well, he's the only person in the show.
Yeah, I mean, if you count Madison in the flashback, but in Lucinda and stuff like that. But no, definitely Nick. I mean, to go on his own already is a scary, scary thing. We've seen few characters do it on The Walking Dead. And with it being so early now, and especially leaving your family, it's not even like, oh, I'm leaving these people I don't know. He left his family.
Right.
And I still kind of call bullshit on that because it still doesn't make sense why. Like, I don't get... He had that talk with that lady, and then all of a sudden he feels some special connection to the dead.
I don't understand that either.
You know?
Because he left his family, but at the end of this show, he was happy to be around
more people. Right. Unless he's like Bob. Remember Bob from Walking Dead? The one that his leg got bitten off?
Yeah.
Remember, I mean, I don't know if he liked being alone. I mean, he liked being around people, but he... Or he was alone for so long. I remember when Glenn and them found him, he was so happy to be with people again.
Right.
But I don't think him being alone was a choice. It just kept happening. People kept dying. All right. So that's the I Ain't Fearing Shit. Most likely to die.
In order to do this, we would have to think of who's going to be on the next show.
I think the regular cast, everyone will be back for the next episode.
Well, I mean, everybody know my pick.
Who's your pick?
I'm going to go with Travis, like always.
Oh my gosh. I forgot about Travis. When I said everyone will be back, I was thinking like Madison, Alicia, and what's Coleman? What's his real name?
Travis might not be back.
No, Coleman is his real name. Oh, Strand. Oh, you said Travis may not be back.
He may not be back. We may find out next episode that they're talking about. I'm like, man, poor Travis.
That his son killed him.
His son, yeah.
Chris. Okay, so... I give most likely to die. I'm going to say that someone at Woodbury 2.0. I don't know yet because probably a doctor. Because doctors always die on these shows, right?
Yeah, but I don't think they're going back. I don't think next episode they'll be back there.
Oh, at Woodbury?
Yeah, I think it's going to be like another episode or two before we see Nick again.
Oh, it's going to be split. Or it might be like 3 episodes because if we get all of Madison and crew next episode... The next one after that, Travis and crew. Then it doesn't go back until Nick and crew. So, yeah, it could be a few episodes, depending on how they do it. All right.
Well, if they're predictable.
Yeah.
That's how they're going to do it.
Which they have been. All right. Well, you guys, that is it. We enjoy talking about the show. We do. We are fans, just to be clear on that. We are definitely fans of the show.
Yeah, we are.
But we kind of want more. I mean, it's on AMC.
Give me more.
Give us more. You know, you have some standards. You're on AMC. It's not like you're on just one of the regular networks. You got to come correct.
Man, I know he's talking trash about the regular networks.
No, I'm just saying. This is something that,
some of our favorite shows on those networks.
Yeah, I mean, AMC, it's kind of like that middle tier. It's not HBO or anything like that. It's not one of those premium channels. But it's definitely not like the network. It's not like ABC or Fox.
So you said they could do a lot more.
They could do a lot more. They're at that middle tier. And they're not giving us middle tier quality storytelling right now, is what I'm saying.
They're
giving us that Fox and ABC, that network. You know? Ain't nothing's wrong with that. Someone offered me a show on Fox or ABC, I'm having at it. But I'm just saying, AMC, you're on a different level. AMC, FX, those are that middle tier ground. They need to come... You know, FX becoming correct. You know, Fargo, Americans.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Well, that's my spiel. We will be back next Sunday with our Instant Cast. And then Tuesday night with our full recap. dead@theverdictzen.com. Make sure you leave us a review on iTunes if you listen to us a lot and enjoy us. We appreciate that. And then check out our website for all of our other feeds and podcasts that we do, theverdictzen.com. All right. Thank you so much. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Bye.
Bye.